Hey there, everybody! What's going on? Woo! Man, I tell you what, I am feeling fantastic. Had a bit of a rough go of it the last couple of days. Trying to... had a bit of a hiccup in life and trying to it brought up a lot of really old stuff in my head, and there was a really dark time in my life that didn't, that I don't like spending a whole lot of time talking about, just because it was just an awful time and an awful place with an awful person that, you know, I've kind of looked back at it with my adult eyes, my more enlightened eyes, and realized that, you know, it part of it my fault, I guess. And yeah, that kind of, you know, looking back on it, you know, before this weekend, right? Looking back on it, it and realizing that could have been partly my fault. Yeah. Better judgments and decisions could have been made on the other side as well, but, you know, we're talking about me now. And, you know, I'm kind of taking on a bit of an attitude of, you know, not in the most negative way possible, okay? But taking on a bit of a mindset that everything is my fault. Yeah, you know, I listen to Gary Vaynerchuk a lot. And I hear him say that pretty frequent. That, you know, he talks about if he left the house and got hit by a bus, first thing to run through his mind was, you know, maybe if I'd have left a second earlier, or stayed home a couple of extra minutes, or, you know, something along those lines, maybe that bus wouldn't have hit me, or I wouldn't have walked out in front of that bus, something along those lines. And I was like, man, that really messes with my head. It really brings to light a lot of other things that I've been... Oh, great. Okay. Sorry about that. Part of the fun of the mobile studio. Yeah, it really brings to light a lot of the things that I've been learning here lately. Oddly enough, the thing that helped me through this little hiccup the most is that I reverted back to my Buddhist studies, the things that I had learned, and I felt better. Not gonna lie. So I spent most of the day yesterday and last night going back over some Buddhist stuff and that kind of thing, and I've been not necessarily going vegetarian, but I've really started to wean myself off of, you know, other things and changing my diet around, and I don't think that I'm going to go full-blown vegetarian. Just because I don't want to have to go out and buy a bunch of supplements to make sure my body's getting the things that I need. Plus, I really love cheeseburgers. Okay? I've been tweaking my diet and working out a little bit. I'm dropping weight. I started dropping weight pretty quick, and then I started working out again, and then my weight loss kind of slacked a little bit, and I want to say that I'm trading muscle for fat, and that my body remembers what it was like to be strong and have muscle and all that. I'm still working on my gut. Everywhere else, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good everywhere else except for my belly, and I still have man boobs. You know, so it's kind of embarrassing. I think this is just a little bit of an update post though. You know, say, hey, sorry I missed the last couple of days or whatever, yesterday. I just didn't have it in me, man. I couldn't bring the thoughts together to make it, to make it a sentence, you know. But I'll make up for it today. I'll put out a couple extra. So, I'm getting back into Buddhism, and I'm working out a bit. I'm changing my diet around. Man, I tell you what, I Wim Hof. Okay, I've seen videos, and I actually watched the videos, but I've seen, like, you know, scrolling through the YouTube feed, I've seen videos with him in them, and kind of shrugged it off a bit, didn't really pay that much attention, and then I want to say Wednesday, Thursday last week, I watched a video he'd given a TED talk somewhere, and was I guess giving like a beginner's class to the basic breathing method that he does. And it was pretty wow. And I'm starting to see all of these great things that can be tapped into inside, not just in a physical sense, but in a mental and an emotional, you know, that, you know, it to me is so much more satisfying than anything in the materialistic world. And I really want to explore that. I want to really dig in deep and see what I've got, see what I can achieve. I think there's a lot of potential there. You know, something, you know, it is a material world and I am a material girl, you know, and not so much, you know, me being materialistic, but I've been trying to figure out some sort of a business that I can get into, some sort of side hustle that I can get into to make some extra money, like on the weekends and on the evenings and shit, that I can't get a second job. Okay? Not gonna be able to do that. But I can do a little something on the side, you know, and I'm looking into a few things, but something that really kind of excites me and kind of plays into what my wife enjoys doing is flipping stuff online, like going to yard sales and buying something for a dollar, turning around, taking pictures, posting it up, and getting rid of it for $10. And somewhat unfortunately, it's kind of dragging some of my attention into, you know, style and pop culture and that kind of thing. And it's not an awful thing, I guess. It's kind of fun to be able to talk about these, you know, cool and hip and new things with my kids, and they say, "Oh man, I didn't know you knew about Rick and Morty." I'm like, "I didn't know about Rick and Morty." Not really, but you know, if I found some sort of a collectible at a yard sale, I'd be somewhere near a level of excited because I'd be able to make some money off of it. You know, it's little stuff like that I can do to throw a couple extra bucks into the pot, you know, go get some of those popsicles that come in the plastic sleeves, and you know, they're in the little mesh bag that, you know, they're the colored liquid, and you throw them in the freezer, and they freeze, and they're fun and stuff. And I've still got a lot of stuff at my house that needs to go. I'm really starting to bear down on my minimalism. I feel like I got caught with my pants down the other week because of the whole camping thing, and I'm going through and I'm getting my camping gear together, I don't really want to get into details about what the hiccup is, because it's personal, and there are certain levels of personal that I don't really want to get into and share. But I will share this much, that I have come out the other side of this very strong and much more driven and much more excited, and I'm very much looking forward to everything that happens next. Okay? So, I'm feeling pretty pumped up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to tackle everything. So, if you could, please, please, pretty please, go down to the show notes. Hit on all that social stuff. Let me know what you think about the show. If the show notes, they don't give you a good clickable link, just search for Naturally Minimalist. I've done it a couple of times on Google. I did it on my phone. I did it on the computer. I did it on my kid's tablet. Just typing in Naturally Minimalist will bring up some of my content. If you I'm into bushcraft, and I'm also into minimalism, and I wanna figure out how to maximize my enjoyment out in the woods and minimize the amount of crap I've got to put on my back in order to go out there and do that. Because water weighs a lot, and I don't want to have to, load myself down with, all this stuff and all that stuff, and I bring a gallon of water with me, and it's just so heavy that I don't enjoy it. It becomes more like work or chore of something that I've got to do, instead of, sitting and enjoying the breeze and meditating and feeling the sun on my, just really, really being out there, instead of, trapped in my mind, whining and complaining about all the gear that I'm having to carry around with me. Okay, so, so anyway, I'm rambling. If you could, please, please go to the show notes. Oh, like what I was saying was, on YouTube, I found that if I typed in bushcraft and minimalism, that a lot of my videos show up. Okay, so there's an option for you. I haven't quite gotten around to emailing anybody about clickable links on any of you know, like on my podcast player, Podcast Republic, the links don't show up. They don't show up as clickable links. The all of the characters and stuff are there, but it's all this jumbled up mess, one right after the other. Like I can read it, I can see that it's there, it's just not there. So I don't know what it's like on your player. If they're there, click on them, go to the places, interact with me, say hi. If they're not there, go to Google and search for Naturally Minimalist. Go to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, search for Naturally Minimalist, and you will find me, and I will say hi, and we'll have a conversation. And have a good time. All right. So I will talk to you later, folks. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.